Tonight was another really tough game. Both St. Mary's and Incarnate Word are very well coached, and we just had our hands full. We played very well early and kind of build, 10, 12-point lead, but one thing that we continue to kind of struggle with, at least over the past month, is in the second half we seem to, instead of having that first push to get up maybe 15 to 20 points and get some breathing room, we seem to let our opponent back in the game, and then it just becomes kind of a tough game down the stretch. But I don't think that's just us letting down. I think it's our other opponent doing a great job. And as a staff, I guess myself, first of all, needs to maybe examine what we're doing at halftime, so hopefully we can get a little better. It was, like I said, a tough victory tonight, but we're definitely proud of it. Michelle played a gutsy effort. I know her foot has been bothering her a little bit, but and then she was in some foul trouble, but down the stretch she was key and just did a great job all night. Alira shot the ball terrifically. Her teammates found her well in transition, but you have to give her credit. She wants the ball in tough situations, and when we were kind of struggling with our offense while they were making a run, I felt she kind of carried us for a few minutes, and she did a great job. Our bench helped out tremendously. I thought Jennifer Scrivars continued to play very consistent for us. She's really upped her game in the past month, and a lot of players are doing a lot of good things. It was nice that Chantel hit some big free throws for us, and Danny Henderson hit a huge three-pointer for us when we were struggling late in the game. So I'm very impressed with our team overall. It seems like they're all contributing on and off the floor, and hopefully we are getting better. And we're looking forward to tomorrow night's game. Anytime you play a good team two times in a row on consecutive nights, it's tough to do, but I'm looking for our depth to play a key role tomorrow. And since we only have two more home games, we will have to be ready. But we are looking forward to that.